You're listening to The Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
Preparing your family's car for a summer road trip now can help you avoid costly repairs down the road. Worn brakes, cracked belts, hoses, low fluid levels, or a dead battery are all problems that can leave you stranded in the summer heat. Before your travels begin, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simple, preventative maintenance like changing your oil and filter and topping off fluids can ensure your family a safe journey. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Give you an update on George Springer in just a bit here on the show, but it's time for another NFL training camp preview.
Here we go. We're going live right now. Here we go. We're live right now.
NFL training camp preview.
Yeah, baby. Making a great day today. Everybody's going to cook all day long.
The golf days and the fishing days are over.
Make your mind up right now what kind of day you're going to have.
On the Gold Standard.
Crank that music. Let's go.
Staying in the AFC West, this time around we're talking a little Oakland Raider football. Tyler Smith, silverandblackpride.com, joins the program. And Tyler, of course, the big story is Khalil Mack, not in camp. That in its own right, probably not a surprise, but reports out there that they haven't even made contact with his camp since February. If that's the case, I mean, what's the latest there, and are people starting to get a little concerned about him?
Yeah, people are starting to get a little bit concerned. I'm not personally, because I happen to think it's a little bit of posturing between Mac's agent and Aaron Donald's agent. I think they're trying to wait and see who blinks first, because both of those agents want their guy to be the top-paid defensive player in the NFL. And frankly, both of them deserve it.
Sure.
But we'll just have to wait and see which one of them wants to sign a contract first, and then the second one will be the highest-paid defensive player in the NFL. So that's just business.
Right, and it's interesting because at some point, and again, it's early in camp. What are we? Today was an off day for the Raiders. What is it, like day four or so for the Raiders, if that, in camp? And at some point, though, someone's got to sign. When you look at Khalil Mack and the relationship with the Raiders, overall, I mean, when it comes down to business, it's business. But overall, how would you describe maybe what the relationship you feel like is with Khalil Mack and ownership over the last couple of years since he's been with the organization?
I've had no indication whatsoever that the relationship is strained in any way. I really do think this is just agents being agents. I've had no indication that there's any sort of strain between Mack and ownership or Mack and Reggie McKenzie personally. I think it's just fine. I think Mack's just waiting for the deal to get done.
At what point, I guess, would you, you said you're not concerned yet. Some fans are, but at what point, I guess, would you, when we get, are we past the fourth preseason game? Would it be that late? Or at what point do you think you would actually be concerned?
I would start panicking around preseason week three, personally. I don't think it'll go any longer than that. I don't think Mack or Donald are going to want to wait that long to sign that deal, and I don't think their agents are going to want to wait that long either.
Talking with Tyler Smith, he covers the Oakland Raiders for silverandblackpride.com. Let's talk about John Gruden and his relationship with Derek Carr and the adjustment with that offense just a couple days into camp. How do you think their relationship is? I know John Gruden had some comments when he first showed up mentioning he feels like Carr needs to work harder. That's paraphrasing a little bit, but just kind of what's their relationship like?
Well, so far, so good. All the reports from camp have said that they're working together very well. John Gruden asks a question, Carr answers it immediately, correctly, with no hesitation. So that is going absolutely swimmingly so far. Carr, before he was drafted, was on John Gruden's QB camp in a pretty famous episode that we've all seen. And they got along really, really well, and there's no indication that it's any different right now. Everything's going great.
What about just John Gruden himself? And I know, you know, got some national headlines when he first got hired. Some of the comments he's even made, just talking about analytics and kind of his viewpoint towards that and going back to when he coached before and kind of seemed like, he wishes it was the way it was when he, first started coaching in the NFL. Is there concern with that from fans at all? Or are they, hey, you know what, we're all in on John Gruden anyway with the reported contract that he got?
I think the fan base generally is all in with John Gruden. You know, the fan base of the Oakland Raiders is kind of an old-school fan base. Mm-hmm. You know, the team goes back to 1960, and a lot of the people who follow the team now follow them since, 66 or 76. So that old-school mentality is pretty popular, among the Silver and Black faithful.
What off-season acquisition intrigues you the most from this organization?
I really like Rashawn Melvin, the cornerback that we got from Indianapolis. I think he's an absolute professional. Cornerback was a serious point of need for the Raiders. The defensive backfield was just awful last year. You know, we had injuries. We had Gurion Conley hurt, and he's hurt again, but I don't think he'll be out that long. Also in the draft, we got some really, really good players. I'm really impressed with Arden Key, the defensive end rusher that we got out of LSU. He's been making a lot of noise in camp, just absolutely destroying people. And also Maurice Hurst, the defensive tackle that we got out of Michigan, has also been really impressive.
Continuing our NFL training camp previews, tonight it's the Oakland Raiders as we're joined by Tyler Smith. He covers the Raiders for SilverAndBlackPride.com. What about Martavis Bryant? Reports a while back that after he was acquired that he's going to be suspended. Well, here we are entering August. We're in camp, and so far nothing has come down from the league. Maybe nothing will. What's the latest there, and how big of a role are they expecting him to have?
Well, he is currently the deep threat on the roster as far as wide receivers go. I think the suspension thing was just a little bit of fake news. So far we haven't had any indication that he's actually going to be suspended or what possibly he might even be suspended for. So there's really nothing to report on that front at all. And he's looked really good in camp. I saw some video of him just blowing by Dexter McDonald, the cornerback, and catching a ball from Derek Carr. It looked absolutely gorgeous. So I think he's going to be a big part of the offense going forward, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do.
Everyone's focusing in on Khalil Mack not being at camp, but what about Donald Penn? I mean, is that his job when he returns, or does he have a reason to be concerned? I know they're high on the rookie Colton Miller. How has he looked, and is there a legit competition at that tackle spot?
Well, I think Colton Miller is destined for the right tackle position, at least for this year, and I do think it's Penn's job to lose at left tackle when he returns. But that's when he returns. So far, Colton Miller has been looking really, really good and pretty solid. You know, a lot of the fan base was upset when he was drafted in the first round, you know, because a lot of the talking heads had him as a third-round prospect. You know, and I considered him at that level as well. But so far, he's looked like a blue chipper. He's everything that we hoped for when we drafted him. So he's going to be a starter or at least a major player on either the left or the right side. And Penn's going to have to work his butt off if he wants a starting position when he gets back, to be honest with you.
Tyler Smith, he writes for SilverAndBlackPride.com, joining us here on the program, talking a little Oakland Raiders football. And everything I've read sure seems like the Raiders are high on the former Tampa Bay Buck running back Doug Martin. Is he going to be the guy? What about Marshawn Lynch potentially there? What about some of the other guys in the mix? Or is Doug Martin really going to be a featured back for this team this year?
Well, John Gruden does like to use multiple running backs, and I think Lynch and Martin are going to be sort of a 1A, 1B situation. Martin has looked really impressive in camp so far. He looks in great shape. His speed is as good as it's ever been. Lynch has kind of been taking it easy in camp. I don't think he wants to go full bore, and reports are that he's been looking good too, but he hasn't gone as full speed as he can, but Martin certainly has. You know, people were skeptical of the Martin signing, but so far he's been really, really good.
The Raiders also went out this offseason. They signed the former Kansas City Chief veteran linebacker Derek Johnson. How much are they expecting from him? Do they feel like there's enough in the tank? There was a question towards his end of his stay in Kansas City, just wondering if finally, you know, Father Time had caught up to him.
Well, the Raiders went out and got several linebackers. They got Tahir Whitehead, they got Emmanuel Lamer, and they got Derek Johnson. And they also have a draft pick from last year named Markell Lee. And all four of those guys have been pretty impressive in camp. So we had like zero depth at middle linebacker last year, but I think this year we're going to have three or four or five guys who are going to play all the different linebacker positions depending on the coverage. So that's really up to Paul Gunther, the defensive coordinator, where he wants to put those guys. But I think they're expecting a lot out of all of them, especially Johnson because of his veteran presence and his experience with the game. I think he'll pick up things mentally a little quicker than the other guys might. And they also have a guy named Nicholas Morrow, who was undrafted free agent last year, who people around Oakland seem to be pretty high on.
Lastly, Tyler, real quickly with you, a lot of people kind of up in the air about where this Raiders team is going to be in terms of in that division, in the AFC West. A lot of people picking the Chargers to win it. A lot of people don't know if the Raiders will finish first or last. What's your opinion real quick on where they end up heading into camp, at least right now?
Well, the Chargers have the distinction of always looking the best on paper, but they always get hurt before the season starts. We've seen that already. They've already lost four guys you know, to season-ending injuries. And they almost lost another cornerback today, although I don't think he's as hurt as it might seem that he is. The Chiefs are really up in the air with their cornerback or the quarterback position, and I think their linebacker position is not as solid as they might like. The Broncos, I don't think, have a good enough offense to succeed. So really, it's the Raiders' division to lose, in my opinion.
Hey,
if the Gruden experiment works out,
I got to cut you off, Tyler. Sorry about that, buddy.